Y'all please pray. It's making more sense to me now, maybe, than it did a little last night. And I don't reckon it has to make sense to me, just to be honest with you. I don't understand all of God's thoughts and His ways. I'm just a mortal man. What I need to do is just be willing to do what He asked me to do. And when He gives you something, be willing to do that. So y'all pray for us. The 43rd chapter of Ezekiel, we're going to take a reading lesson there. He said, afterward He brought me to the gate, even to the gate that looketh toward the east. And behold, the glory of God, Israel, came in from the way of the east, and His voice was like a noise of many waters, and the earth shined with His glory. And it was according to the appearance of the visions which I saw, according to the visions which I saw when I came into to destroy the city, and the visions were like the vision of I saw the river Chebar. And I fell upon my face, and the glory of the Lord came into the house by the way and of the gate, whose prospect is towards the east. And the Spirit took me up and brought me into the inner court, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house. And I heard Him speaking unto me out of the house, and the man stood by me. And he said unto me, Son of man, the place of my throne and my feet, the place of my throne and the place of my soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever. And the holy name shall the house of Israel no more defile, neither they nor the kings, nor the whoredom, nor the carcasses of the kings in their high places. And they're setting there their threshold, my thresholds, and their posts by my posts, and the wall between me and them. They have even defiled my holy name, and by their abominations, and their committed, wherefore I have consumed them in my anger. Now let them put away their whoredom and their carcasses of the kings far from me, and I will dwell in the midst of them forever. And the Son of Man shall show the house to the house of Israel, that they may be ashamed at their iniquities, and let them measure and their pardon and their pattern. And if they be ashamed of all they have done, show them the form of the house and the fashion thereof, and the goings out thereof, and the comings in thereof, and all the forms thereof, and all the ordinances thereof, and all the forms thereof, and all the laws thereof, and write it in their sight, that they may keep the whole from thereof, and all the ordinances thereof, and do them. This is the law of the house upon the top of the mountain. The whole limit thereof around about shall the host holy behold. This is the law of the house. And y'all please pray for us as we try to bring out our thought. It's coming from the 7th and the 9th verse there. It said that I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever. And I don't believe in the 9th verse it says I will dwell in the midst of them forever. Once again, if they'd put away their whoredoms and the carcasses of their kings far from me. And I want to talk about Him being in the midst of us today. And I believe this is not talking about the temple here. We know it was destroyed. Not that house. But I believe it's talking about the prophecy of the Lord's church and how He would dwell in it forever. And I in the midst of it forever. And when you look at the midst of it, it means in the center of it. And I want to go over here and I want to take a little reading from the Revelations over here. And a very familiar scripture. And In the first chapter, and it was, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I believe the Lord's day is the first day of the week. Brother David's been teaching us some things and about to do the 3 days and three nights, and Brother Barry's taught on that some, and I believe the Lord's day is the first day of the week. I believe that to be on the 18th day of Nisan and the first day of the week. But I wanted to try to get that in there just a little bit. The Lord impressed us to put that on there. But hey, I heard behind me the great voice of the trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and last. What thou seest, write in the book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice of that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks was one I like it to the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to his foot, and a girdle about his paps with a golden girdle, a girdle. And I want to go over here, and it explains in the 20th verse the mystery of the seven stars, which I believe was the pastors of those churches. And he saw us in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, which angel is a messenger in this context. And but it said in the seven candlesticks, which he saw us with the seven churches. And so we find here that we find Jesus in the midst of his churches here. And I want you to know today, I tried to talk about last week a little bit about greater and how he is greater. He was greater than Abraham. He was greater than Moses. He was greater than Jacob. I want you to know, and he is greater than Satan. And it says, greater than he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. I want you to listen to me today. We are a part of the greatest thing that ever has been established and set up here on this earth. It's the only thing that's ever been established here on this earth that will last forever. It will never go out of existence. When he set up his church there on the mountain, what we can find over in Isaiah chapter 2, how it said, prophesied, it would be set up there in the mountain and all nations would come unto it. And we find how he went up into the mountain and prayed. And when he did, he called unto him who he would, and he called them, and he laid hands on him, and he set up his church never to be destroyed. I want you to realize, honey, she's went all about this world, about this country, and it's moved from place to place, but she will never go out of existence. It may right here in Macon County, and it can if we let the old devil get in the middle of her. But honey, don't ever forget, greater is he that's in the midst of us than he's in the world. Honey, he can take care of these problems. He can if we'll trust him and put them at his feet. I mentioned last week about John the Baptist. Y'all pray for us. All this has changed just a little bit for us, just a little bit here. Well, honey, Jesus come to be baptized of him. And it said, I indeed baptize with water and to repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear, shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire, whose fan in his hand is will thoroughly purge his floor and gather the wheat into the grinder. But he that will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbid him. Listen to me. Get a hold of this. Saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me. Honey, he was being humble in this. Saying he was, I wasn't worthy of loosening his shoes. But listen, he did stand
stand in need of being baptized of Him. He was sent by God. The only authority to baptize was John the Baptist. That's where we get our name of being a Baptist. Listen to me. But honey, he did not have baptism. There was nobody to baptize him but the Lord's church. And I find it never was done. He was a friend of the bridegroom. He'll never be in the Lord's bride. He said of a woman, there's nothing done greater than John the Baptist. But he said the least of the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. But why is that? Because he is in the midst of us. Greater is he that's in you. Church, greater. Don't ever give up. Don't ever think the devil's going to win. Don't ever surrender to him. Because, honey, we have one in him. He came to church over the 14th chapter of John. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come unto you. And he did on the day of Pentecost. He come by the way of the Holy Spirit. And he dwells in the midst of us today. Honey, he ain't in every organization that's out there. I want you to know that just because somebody says their church don't mean their church, but just because it don't say Baptist on the door don't mean they're not a church. Listen to me. Honey, there's churches out there. May not. It's got to do with what they practice and keeping ordinances. That's what he said over there. Over and over, over in Ezekiel. If they'll keep my ordinances, if they'll not, I want you to realize, honey, the only way I'll ever leave here is when we leave him and leave his ordinances and leave what he's left behind for us. He said, so he turned around, and honey, we to lift up Christ. I tried my best last week. Exalt Christ and lift him up. But you know what he done? John turned around, and honey, the Lord held that candlestick out there just like that right yonder. He was lifting us up. He gave his life for his church. Honey, he says, as long as I'm in the world, there's light in the world. You know how he's in the world today? He's in this through you.
Amen.
You are the light of the world. Honey, so John turned around, and if you know what he saw, Cody, he didn't first, he'll go and explain his about Christ, seeing him in the midst of it. But first, he saw the church. You know why? He's just like you, bud. Here a while back, I got that Facebook, and me and Sheila, we had a picture made of us. I guess we was probably about 21 or 22 year old, and boy, she's still pretty. But boy, she was pretty. I mean, I was in way over my head, and I knew it, didn't care. And I put that picture on Facebook. I said, I just want to show off my beautiful bride. That's all he wanted to do. When John turned around, he was holding her out there in front of him. And John saw that. He said, I saw a golden candlestick. That was his bride. And he was so proud of her. And then he looked and in the midst of it. It was him. Right in the middle of it. Right in the center court. The inner court. Under the glory of God. Right yonder in his house. That's where he was at, in his house. Honey, it ain't a building. And we look and talking about building on this building. Honey, we can make her big as this world, and it still won't be about this building. It's about what dwells in the building. Honey, that's your church. It's you and me. And because of that, honey, she'll last for eternity. She'll never go out of existence. Never. This building here, it may not be a brick not overturned in this building. It may not be. Honey, it may be overthrown, tore down to the ground, blown away by a tornado. Some bomb may hit it. It may burn. I don't know. But honey, Hilltop Church, it's you that he dwells in the midst of. Ain't you glad of that? Ain't you thankful that your city that sits on a hill? You are the light of the world, a city that's on a hill that cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but put it on a candlestick and give it a light unto all the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see the good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Honey, listen, the only way we can let our light shine is crucify the flesh. This flesh has to get out of the way for our light to shine. But I don't understand people that don't want to be a member of the church. And I believe in all my heart, just like John, he won't be in the bride because he whatever was baptized that I can find anywhere. That's why the least of the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. But listen, there's people that get saved by God's grace all the time, and he comes in them when you're saved by God's grace, but there's more to it than just being saved. I believe he don't want to save nobody and send them out in the world. He wants them to be a part of the greatest organization, the one he gave his life for. Amen. So how do you put your light? Let it shine. You place it on a candlestick. And how do you do that? You do that by uniting with the Lord's church and being baptized. And honey, once you're baptized, then let your light so shine. Amen. To a lost and dying world. And I'll go over in Corinthians, the fourth chapter, I believe it's about the fourth verse. It said, if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. Honey, only what hope they have, the only hope this world has, our children and our grandchildren have, is our light shine. Amen. And how's that going to shine? We find over in where Moses come to the burning bush, and in the midst of that bush, God talked to him. And listen, in the midst of the bush, honey, a fire, God is a consuming fire. He is the light. All we do is reflect the light. Honey, when you see the big moon out there, the full moon at night, and how it reflects the sun, that's all we're doing is reflecting him. And we reflect him to a lost and dying world. But you go out there in the middle of the night, and when everything's just right, especially, have you ever noticed when the snow's on the ground? You get a full moon when everything's white and clean. How you can see? You can just walk. You don't need a flashlight. I used to just cut my light off coon hunting. I just walked through the woods. You can see in the woods. It's just so bright. You know why? Because he's in the midst of it. Church, you won't have power. Ezekiel said he fell down on his face. John fell down on his face. You ain't got nowhere else to go but humble yourself. Then you can see him in the midst of it. We need God. He's the greatest thing I've ever known. Amen. The second greatest thing I've ever known is the Lord's church. You know why? I put it at second because it's made up of human beings. But honey, we're still in his body. We're baptized into his body. Because of that, we are greater. I mentioned that last week. It's the greatest thing I've ever known. Rocky Mound sit there on a hilltop. And it don't matter. You can be in Sycamore Valley. You don't have to be sitting up on a hill. Brother C.B. Massey, I read his testimony. After he got saved, he said he began to study the Bible and trying to find the Lord's church because he got saved out at Rocky Mound, but he wanted to make sure he united with the Lord's church. And he said he found a scriptural church there at Rocky Mound. Not because it was set up on the hill there at Rocky Mound, because it was set up on the mountain. That's the difference. And it's come down through time. Well, he dwells in the midst of us. Sometimes it's hard to see him in Jeff Likens. The other day, I don't have no kind of bad sickness or nothing. When I was a little boy, my pa Dale, and I know this ain't got nothing to do with nothing, but he had old thin skin on the top of his hand. And I always thought, well, I sure dread. I live old enough to have that old thin skin. I was going to change the oil sending unit on my truck. 2 hours later, for something that was supposed to screw out and screw back in, and tore my hand. It was bleeding all over. I got that thing done. Got it stuck in there, and I turned the key on. And it had been going all the way over to the oil can instead of showing, like, so as soon as you turn the key on, that thing was stuck over there. Blood dripping down in my floorboard. Back killing me, my legs. I'm talking about something that's in the back under you far away. I'm on a little ladder leaned over here, laid across this thing for 2 hours. That thing don't work. I turn a key on. Y'all, I didn't say no bad words. But if I'd had a gun, I'd shot that truck. I was so mad. If my neighbors would have come by, they would have never dreamed I was a preacher. I promise you. I was out there. Then here Bart Horton comes along, you know. And he's walking around, you know, and I'm just trying my best. Well, you know, he's trying to give me a little confidence. It's going to be all right. That's all I'm trying to do, church. Sometimes we get mad and we just want to shoot it. I'm just trying to give you a little confidence. If we'll keep his ordinances, and we'll not defile the church of the living God, he will be in the midst of us. I'll pray for him and I'm fixing to be done. Know you not. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 16 to 17. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. If a man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. The false prophet and all those that don't believe in him will be the devil, and the false prophet and all his angels will be cast in the lake of fire. He will destroy both body and soul. Honey, when you preach the word of God, you need to be careful how you handle the word of God. There's people out there that's preaching everywhere today that don't know a thing about Jesus. Ye are the temple of God. That's what Ezekiel was talking about. Amen. That's what John saw when he saw the golden candlestick. It's you. You're the greatest thing. You're beautiful to him. I'm fixing. Hush. I'll marry couples. And she's not here. Brittany's not here today. One of the beautiful, Dusty's was one of the coolest weddings I ever done. Him and Heath coming riding down that lane to the Bonanza song. Da-da-lum, 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 da-da-lum. And I thought, this is cool. And it was. I can't help it. But Heath went. Her daddy led her the horse out there and her riding side saddle. He set her up so gentle. He'd come riding up, sitting up on that horse. And he got off that horse and we walked down there. And then she come riding up and they hunkered down. And she was so beautiful. And I turned around and looked at him. And he was so full of pride. Get this. That's what you are to him. He looked at you and he held you up and said, look here, John, what I got. I'm right in the midst of her. I love her. I gave my life for her. And if people don't want to be a part of her, and I'm not, once again, I'm not just talking about uniting with her. I'm talking about being a part of her. Praying about her all week long. Giving yourself for her. Making sure her needs are taken care of before your own. When we give, we don't need to be worried about our house payment. We need to be worried about the church of God. We don't need to give grudgingly. We need to give from our heart freely. She's the greatest thing that you will ever be a part of. He said, heaven's my throne. Over in Ezekiel, he said it there. And honey, we're his footstool. Right down here, we're his kingdom. And he is in the middle of it. He stands in the midst of her. My kingdom's not of this world. His kingdom is of heaven. And you, Teresa. Brad Whittemore says I'm pretty all the time. And Marty says I'm not. We're going to stand in front of the Lord one of these days, and guess what? If I'm fortunate enough to make that bride, I'm going to go, na 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 boo boo, Marty. Because in his sight, I'm pretty. Ain't that something? Me, look at me. I'm pretty. And so are you. You're beautiful to me, church. And I've stood up here many a time and seen him be right in the midst of you. I think that's pretty cool. So as scattered as that was, and trust me, this is one of those times it did go different ways. But that's all right. He gives it to us, and I just try to give it to y'all. And I'm thankful today for liberty, because I sure wasn't thinking I was going to have none. But I'm thankful for it. Thank you for listening. If you're here today and lost, I want to encourage you to seek the Lord. You need him in you. And then if you're here today and you've been saved by God's grace, amen, and you've never united with the Lord's church, amen, I want to encourage you to follow the Lord. Yes. And you can be a part of the greatest thing that's ever been set up here on earth. And if you're here today and you've been saved by God's grace and you have united with the church, you have been baptized, and you've been half-heartedly serving the Lord now for ever since, I'm fixing to encourage you not to kick the tires, not to give up and get mad, but just keep going. Serve the Lord.
things is going to happen in church that's going to aggravate you, going to get mad. You're going to get mad at me, believe it or not, time from time. But don't let that keep you from going to church. Serve the Lord. You can sing now, brother.